Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Cinema Gems. And as always, I'm your host, the Admirable Admiral. And we're in a video store somewhere in your hometown, so come find us. Yes, they still exist. But wait, you're probably wondering, wait, you said we, but you're the only one that has been introduced. Well, that's because my beautiful and lovely talented co-host, the very honorable Tesla, is here, back from his world premiere tour of showing, you know, electric boxes all around and cloning Wolverine. Yep, that's what he's been doing. And his assistant was Lord of the Rings guy. Yeah. Yeah, I made a prestige reference. That's the only one of the Christopher Nolan films alike. That's really long. Hey, Eric, you're my other co-host. Did you get that reference?
No.
Oh. I like how Tesla looks at me like, Dad, I didn't even get that reference. All right, guys. We are the number one movie review podcast on LowerEndPictures.com. Every week we get here, we review a movie, and we talk about it. What we liked, what we didn't like, what we hated, what we loved. And about the acting, Eric sometimes likes to talk about the story, but he mainly likes the scenes. I really like that he likes scenes. That's the main thing I really like about Eric. Yeah. So, Eric.
Yes.
What are we reviewing this week?
The fantastic re-release of The Lion King. Let's talk about, I didn't see it, but I could talk about The Lion King for hours.
I thought we were going to talk about The Dark Tower.
Oh, are we?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Stephen King's The Dark Tower.
In name only? Yeah, sure.
You didn't catch those nods?
What you mean? What are you talking about, man?
Christine! Cujo! Rita Hayworth! The Overlook Hotel! Pennywise!
The only thing I couldn't find was the Dark Tower references.
All right, so if you're first time listening, just letting you guys know, we do a spoiler-free review, and then we do a full-on spoiler review. All right, so, Eric, how do you want to start this off? Come on,
Eric. I don't know, man. How about a little first impressions? I have read some of the books, and all right. You haven't. I guess you could say. We could start off with that.
Okay, so I got about 3 hours, 3.5 hours left of the first book. I'm burning through that pretty quick.
It's a short book, Admiral. Yep. You can do it.
Okay, all right. First impressions. Idris Elba, yay or nay?
Oh, hell yay, man.
Yeah.
Love it. All right. Love him. He's the best thing about this movie.
Second part. What about the Allstate guy, his father?
You call him the Allstate guy. I remember him from Major League. So
yes, I remember him from Major League, too.
I love him. I think he does, for the short screen time he has, it's good.
Yeah, I thought he'd be in it more. Like, I thought there'd be more of a flashback.
I thought there'd be more of this movie, yeah.
All right. Flashbacks. The kid. What about the kid?
He's fine, you know? I mean, I can't really blame him for what... You know what's crazy about this movie, though? And I usually don't notice this stuff. There are some scenes where I'm like, this kid, like, changed. This kid looks older than what he did the other scenes. And usually I'm not the kind of guy that notices that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But here I was like, oh, wow, you must have had his growth spurt around here. I don't know.
I was watching it, and I was like, I feel like Eric could be that kid. I feel like that could be Eric.
Why you say that? Because I look really, really young?
And all the drawings? The drawing.
Oh.
A drawing of a key.
Yeah, you know.
I mean, I'm sorry, let me rephrase. The artwork that you steal from Danny Nicholas by Art by Danny Nicholas, which Danny may be somewhere else we don't know in the world, but go check out Art by Danny Nicholas.
He's in Midworld. That's where he is at. He's one of the breakers.
Ah. So what about that? What about that stoner guy from Cabin in the Woods? Did you not recognize him?
I thought he was coming down. What about that stoner guy, Matthew McConaughey? But okay. You know, he's not really in it that much, so I can't really...
What about Rorschach?
Completely wasted, but okay.
Yeah. What about, let's talk about the big baddie. Let's talk about the man in black, Matthew McConaughey.
He's only here about, like, 50%, you know? He's at 50% capacity in this movie.
Okay, I'm gonna be honest with you, Eric.
Mm-hmm.
This movie made me like Matthew McConaughey.
This is the... He's not even caring in this movie, dude. How the hell? Oh, my God. Okay.
I was like, ooh, Matthew McConaughey. Ooh.
Whoa, you liked him that much?
No, not as much as Idris Elba. I'm sorry. Idris Elba, by the way.
Totally.
So what? Come on, Eric. What else? Scenes. Is there any scenes that you liked? I know how much you love scenes.
Scenes. You know, it was barely there, but I liked the relationship between the kid and the gunslinger. I liked that. I love the scene where they're, like, practicing shooting guns, and they're saying the gunslinger's oath, you know?
Is that real in the book?
That is real in the books, my friend. It is everywhere in those books.
Okay. It's not really a spoiler, but what happens when, I mean, I don't know if it is. What happens when they come to Midworld?
In which book?
No, I mean in the movie.
Well, Jake comes in. Well, there's two different ways Jake enters Midworld. Are you counting the books or the movies?
We're talking about the movie. We're strictly discussing the movie this week.
Okay, so he enters a little kind of haunted house.
Which is that a reference to Pennywise?
No, that's a reference to the Dark Tower, books.
No,
which
I
has
just
that scene.
I just meant the house. The house looked Pennywise.
You know, there's a house in It that's kind of the same thing, nearly.
Wait, what It? Is it Stephen King's It?
Yes, in Stephen King's It.
I'm gonna keep that joke running. Ba-dum-tsh.
Oh gosh. Okay.
So the Shin, is that like The Shining? Is that
they call it The Shining, bud.
But they said The Shin, and the whole time I thought of it was from The Simpsons.
No, they call it The Shine.
Oh.
You thinking of The Shinning from
The Simpsons.
The Simpsons.
Yeah. That's what I thought of when he's like The Shin.
You want to get sued?
Oh, all right. So what about... So we'll get into the Midworld part when they come to New York. And spoilers. But what about those gun? What about that gun action? That was some good gun porn, if you know what I mean.
It's kind of. I wish it was a little bit more. Okay. I wish it was a little bit more John Woo than... what's that freaking movie with the vampires?
Oh, the
Underworld.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Daybreakers.
Yeah, everyone remembers Daybreakers.
I like Daybreakers!
It's better than Underworld.
It's got Ethan Hawke and Sam Neill in it. I mean, come on, that's a full gym movie right there.
Who else is in it? William Dafoe is in it, but yep. We're talking about Dark Tower.
Yeah. So, Dark Tower. So, alright. You got... Mm. We did the actors, we did some of our scenes. Ooh.
What can we talk about? What mythology has... Did anything... Because you're a new reader, you know?
I'm a noob. You can say it. I'm a noob.
Yeah, so am I, to a certain extent. But were you confused?
Actually, no, I was not. I was...
Wow!
I was...
Surprises the hell out of me.
I was like, wow, okay, I get this. I get that. Get this. Get that. Okay, cool. All right. It was very quick. It was very quick.
Yeah.
It was only 95 minutes?
Yeah. It was only 95 minutes worth of wasted time, yeah.
Wow.
Yes.
Why do you hate this movie so much, Eric?
Because I read the books and I was a fan. And this is a really bad representation of those books.
Alright, so the plot. Let's talk about the plot. So the kid is finding out there's earthquakes happening in his world because he's having dreams. People think he's crazy. So then he's like, oh, I know where this is. It's in my old hood in New York, Dutch. So he goes there. And then the people's like, oh, let's get him. If I was a parent, I'd be like, what the fuck are these people doing? Why are they chasing after my kid?
Well, they did call to get the kid. Because he was having problems. He was having emotional problems in school.
I know, but still, you don't have to like chase after him. I'm like, Jesus.
Well.
I felt that was a little extreme. That was me.
There was a lot of problems in this movie.
So then,
that's one of them. But
so then he shows up to the place with the it looking house, right?
The haunted house. Yep.
The it looking house. Then he goes, "Oh, okay. I'm gonna do this. I'm gonna press it." But 1919. And then
yeah, and you know that little fight with the doorway demon. That was. This is the suckiest thing in the books. You're going to hear this a lot in this review.
In the book.
There's a fantastic scene that goes on for like maybe 100 pages of Jake trying to fight the doorway demon. It is fantastic. It is one of the best action scenes ever written. Ever. I would be... That's hype, my friend. But anyway, suddenly that 100-page scene turns into 5 seconds?
About 5 or 4 seconds, yeah.
Oh, gosh.
And then, after that horrible scene with the doorway demon, then he goes into the thing, and then he's like, oh, look, I'm in a desert. I'm going to go walk away. Then he sees a flicker in the distance. It's Idris Elba. He meets up with Idris Elba. Idris Elba doesn't trust him.
You're just talking as fast as the movie is going, man.
That's the point. So then he shows Idris Elba his paintings. He's like, yeah, here's my paintings. This is you. You're the gunslinger.
Well, first he tried to kill him. He tries to kill him.
And then next scene,
they're friends. Okay, yes.
The scene where he started him off was like, holy shit, that's really fucking high. Like, holy shit. That was...
Oh, no, kid. It's fine. We're gonna be friends.
And then... They go into the woods because he's going to go see a seer to let him see his dreams or whatever. So then they're walking around and he's like, these are amusement parks. People are old. They don't know what this is. It's amusement parks.
That was fine.
I thought that was funny.
There's, again, in the books, there are better things. Like, there was jokes.
All right. So then the kid's dad is dead. So then his real dad is calling out to him.
Not in the books, but okay, yep.
His real dad's like, hey, come get me. Help me. I need your help. Let's go. Let's leave here. So then he goes to touch
it. Would you care for a balloon, Georgie? He's like going, yes.
Basically, yeah. So then he's like, and then a monster comes out, and then Idris Elba's dad, a.k.a. the Allstate guy, a.k.a. Major League, he just like comes out of nowhere, and he's like, hey, come here, blah. And so Idris Elba shoots him, and then they have this cool fight scene with an alien that I thought was basically the alien from The Mist, in a way.
First of all, you call this cool.
I thought it was.
I couldn't see a damn thing, and I was like, fifth row, man.
Okay.
This movie is terribly shot.
Okay.
You wasn't confused? You could see everything, Admiral.
I thought it was good.
Ugh.
So then after this fight scene, they end up and they're like, oh, hey, we're in a town now. Yay. And then they're like, oh, hey, here's a seer. Go see him. Okay, I see this. Oh, hey, there's a girl for no reason. I think you're hot.
And you like this, Admiral. You like this.
Yep. Okay. And then they're like, oh, we're going to need to use the portal. And he's like, no, don't do it. We said we would use the portal, blah, blah, blah. So he's like, okay. So then people come and try to kill him. But then they have this cool scene where Idris Elba listens.
Mm-hmm.
And he hears it.
The only good scene in the movie.
And he says the creed.
No, he doesn't.
Oh, he doesn't say the creed.
No, he doesn't. What movie you been watching, Admiral?
And he shoots it and knocks the guy out. But then that was cool.
It was cool. It was nice. It was great.
And then, so wait, is Midworld our world? Is that our world?
To a certain extent, yes.
Okay, whatever. They go to Midworld, and I love Idris Elba. He goes, do you have guns in your world? If bullets are scarce as they are here, you're going to like Earth.
Yep, it was great in the trailer.
Wow. Okay. Then they go to Midworld, and they end up in a soup kitchen. The kitchen. Did you like that scene? Did you think that scene was funny?
It's okay.
Alright. And then both the shit happens. Then they can't really get into it afterwards. Anything before we get into spoilers? Alright. So, a rating system.
Okay.
Rating system on Cinema Gems, if you're just listening for the first time. Full gem, amazing, awesome movie. Half gem, alright movie. No gem, horrible movie, hated it. Those three rating systems are really good, but Eric usually stays in the bottom two.
Mm-hmm.
Because he is a creature of taste, and he likes taste. So he likes the bottom, which is the tasteful part.
This is weird. Okay.
All right, Eric. Full gym, yes. Half gym, no gym.
Burn this tower down. All hell the Crimson King. No gym.
Okay. Half gym.
Thank God, Avril. Thank God.
The highest half gym you can give it.
Oh, gosh. How did Matthew McConaughey's magics work on you?
I guess. I don't know. Which was... Alright, so guys, for full spoilers from now on. Full spoilers for Dark Tower. Alright, so wait. So, is he the devil? Is that what he is?
Have you seen the miniseries The Stand?
I tried to watch it. I couldn't get into it.
How far did you get to it?
Like half of the first episode.
Did you meet Randall Flagg?
Yeah.
That is Matthew McConaughey's character.
Oh, okay. I was like, that's not Matthew McConaughey. That's
pretty much the devil. Yeah. Yeah. The devil.
Okay. So how can he control people like that?
He's a sorcerer.
Oh, okay. I had no idea what the fuck that was.
You know, there's a good little bit. This is very rare in this movie. There's a good little bit where Matthew McConaughey, he's in New York. He walks past a little girl and her mother, and I guess they like eating ice cream or something. And he passes by them, and he whispers hate. And suddenly the little girl, I don't know what the hell happens there, but I thought, okay, that's Randall Flagg. You know, that's kind of like with The Stand, his kind of powers kind of are, you know, to influence people, you could say.
How'd you like the scene where they were in a hospital? I love that scene. I thought that scene was amazing.
In the books, there are better bits.
So, he has hepatitis A, hepatitis B, and hepatitis G. So, I looked it up after the movie. Do you know how rare hepatitis G is?
I think that is the joke, Admiral.
Hepatitis G, only 2 to 3% of the population on Earth has it.
Well, he was stunned by a scorpion monster thing.
Yeah, you're right, I guess. And then he also has acute radiation, which I love how the doctor's like, what the fuck? Like, where have you been?
I enjoy how he kind of tries to pay for his service with a piece of gold. You know what? Okay. Talking raccoon, Admiral. Did you like that?
What?
He watches a little TV.
Oh, commercial. I thought that was hysterical.
Well, Admiral, in the books, there is a talking raccoon.
Really?
Ish creature, yes.
Wow.
He was like Lassie times 1,000.
Wait. Was that an Allstate commercial? Because if that was an Allstate commercial, it would have been perfect.
It might be.
It might have been. What did you like about the scene where he's on the bus and he's like, take these? Not all at once, but okay. It was like, can we party, big boy? You've forgotten the face of your father! Oh.
You know, timing, Admiral. This is the problem. These are some good jokes, but the time. timing is off.
So I decided that when I get drunk next time, Eric, I'm going to say that to everybody. You've forgotten the face of your father.
How you make so many good friends while you're drunk, Admiral.
Yeah. So wait, so...
And then some, like, insane Dark Tower freak is going to be like, oh, you know the Dark Tower? Let's talk about the books. And you'll be like, no, the movie. And they're just going to look at you with, like, searing hate.
Yeah. They're going to be like, hail the Crimson King. And then their hand's going to put on fire and they're going to kill me.
Exactly.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but Idris Elba's character was not British, so he did not have his British accent, correct?
He wasn't black. In the book.
Okay. Yeah. I pictured him as black in the books.
Is that because you knew Idris Elba was cast?
Probably.
Beforehand?
I mean, I think it's a great role for Idris Elba.
No, don't get me wrong, he is the best thing. But, you know, in the books, he's, of course, described as... Because, you know, Stephen King was picturing, what's his name? Clint Eastwood.
Ah, okay. Okay.
So basically Clint Eastwood.
But no, did he have his British accent in the movie?
Yes, he did.
He did? Okay, I didn't think
he
did.
Yes, he did.
I didn't think he did.
It wasn't the American accent, I could tell you that.
Hmm.
It was fantastic.
So, I really liked the part when they got to Earth. Like, that was, like... really funny.
Yeah, I loved all, like, you know, 5 minutes of it.
And then the movie was over. It was like...
Yeah.
So, Eric.
Yes.
You have about 4 minutes left of the review.
Yes.
Go on a just a violent diarrhea rant about why you hated this movie. I know you're holding it in. Just go. Go with it. Go. Go.
Go now?
Go now!
Fire that gun, gunslinger! Alright, I hate this movie because it illustrates a movie by committee. Completely mediocre, dull. I just hate these type of movies where they take something that is so interesting on the paper, on the page, and suddenly, you know, executives or whatever just take what is so good about the source material and just kind of run it through the mill and water it down. And I just don't understand why, you know, when we were kids, there were movies about, like, they were basically based on action figures, right? It'd be like, oh, see this movie, buy the action figure. Well, I don't understand how this has morphed into something completely just, you could just look at it and just go, oh, okay, this is not a product by an artist. This is a committee. This is a board meeting. And I just think this depresses me. Movies are made like this now.
That's it?
Go read the books. They're so much better.
Is there 7 or 8 books?
I think there's 8 books, but I know one's like, is like a... like a book that takes place in between the journey, almost like a prequel in a sense.
Okay, all right. I thought Stephen King was gonna make a cameo.
Maybe in another sequel. Wait, there'll never be a sequel to this movie. What are you talking about? I hope there is because I think Idris Elba was awesome, and I think he deserves another bite at the apple.
Yep. So you didn't like all the nods? You didn't like Cujo, Christine?
You know what? All the reviews I read, I thought I would hate the nods, but I don't think there was enough.
Yeah, I know. I wish there was more. I like Rita Hayworth. I like the...
I thought that was good. I enjoyed... What was one that I thought was awesome? Hold on. There was one I was like, oh, that's cool. Cujo, yeah. I mean, Cujo, that could just be a dog, though, you know? It's not quite...
No, that was the Saint Bernard.
Yeah, but I mean, it's not Cujo, it's just a Saint Bernard, you know what I mean?
Yeah. The Overlook Hotel?
I thought that was okay, I thought that was good. I thought
now, is that the original Overlook Hotel, like,
that
is, from the movie?
From the Stanley Kubrick movie, yes.
Okay, alright, cool. So we're in the theater, right? And me and Patron are watching this, and they get to the scene where he's like, what can I help you with? And he pulls out his gun. I literally thought of the Terminator.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, that was that. That's what that was a reference to, because I felt that way.
In the books, they reference the Terminator.
Really?
Yes.
Okay, cool. I thought that was, I thought that was good. And then I love how he hits Rita Hayworth. I'm like, Rita Hayworth! Rita Hayworth! It's The Shining! No, it's not The Shining!
It's
Shawshank Redemption! And my girlfriend's like, shut the fuck up. I got it. I know you love that movie.
Were you intoxicated while watching this movie?
No.
Is this why you like this movie, Admiral?
I don't know. Maybe I like it. I don't know. I choose to like this movie.
I got a question. Since you're new, would you read any of these books?
I'm actually, like I said before, I'm almost done with the first book.
What you have so far, do you like it better than the movie?
No.
Wow.
I think okay. It's probably because it's the first book.
Yeah, the first book. Are you listening to audio or reading it?
Audio.
Okay, that might help a little bit better.
So, correct me if I'm wrong. So,
yes.
Stephen King wrote this book back when he was a teenager in the 60s or 70s?
Not quite. I mean, he might have thought of the idea way back when. He wrote it in the 1970s. This is before Carrie, 1970. And originally, The Gunslinger was, like a serialized thing. Magazine. So each chapter would appear in the magazine, serialized. That's why it might read a little bit funny.
Yeah, no, it reads, it's like chapter 1, 12,
yeah.
11. Yeah. I'm like, what the fuck is this?
And also, you know, I could tell, you could see that Stephen King is being influenced by other authors this time. Like, once he gets into the second book, he's Stephen King. He's the guy that wrote Misery. He's the guy who wrote It at that time. So,
I heard that the second book is probably the best.
It's more accessible.
Okay.
The third one ends on a cliffhanger, but Admiral, the third one has a King Kong size cybernetic bear, grizzly bear.
Holy shit!
Oh no, it gets better, and then it ends with a psychopathic, self-aware monorail.
What the fuck?
I love it. Okay. So good.
I got to read that part. All right, so anything else before we move on from The Dark Tower?
What a waste. We've been waiting for this movie for such a long time, and it's a waste.
Are you excited are you still excited for It?
You know what? I saw a TV spot that's giving me some issues, actually.
Okay.
I'm a little scared now. We'll talk about it later, Apple.
All right, guys, so now we're going to move on to Fact of the Day.
Are they Stephen King themed?
I don't know. Let's see what they pop up. Let's see what pops up. Oh, this is a good one.
Mm-hmm.
For all of our female listeners out there.
All two of you.
Worldwide, women earn U.S. currency $18 trillion, but spend United States currency $28 trillion.
You had to bring in the math. Yes. How dare you? Yes.
All right. In 1900, like 1900,
yes,
all the mathematic world knowledge could be written down in about 80 books.
Interesting.
But today, it would fill 100,000 books.
Again, you're bringing in the math.
Yep.
How dare you?
Traffic accidents kill 1.25 million people per year. Unless you're driving Christine.
Instead, Christine kills you.
And the longest chess game that is theoretically possible has 5,949 moves.
Whoa! Yeah. Math again.
The U.S. has more jails than colleges.
Yep, unfortunately.
No comment on that. Okay. Alaska was sold to the U.S. for about 2 cents per acre.
Hell of a deal.
Yep. All right. Ooh, and the last one. Ready?
Yes.
That's my drum roll.
It doesn't sound like a drum rolling, Admiral.
Okay. People who play video games are more likely to have lucid dreamers, having control over their actions and dreams, than those who don't play video games.
Well, that explains a lot, actually.
Yeah. All right. So, Eric.
Yes.
Do you like steampunk?
I love steampunk.
Well, then you'll love this TV show, this miniseries, web series called Secret Skies, that'll be filming soon, and I got invited to go, so I may go. I don't know if I have time or not, but I probably will go. This guy's called Secret Skies. They're amazing. Follow them on Instagram, on Facebook. I think they're on Twitter, I'm pretty sure. Thank you for reaching out to us, Comic Book Femme Patel. We really, really want to check out this show. It's amazing. It's really phenomenal. Oh, and by the way, guys, if you guys have heard from the Time Duke, can you please let us know? Because we haven't heard from him in a little bit over a month, and we're kind of worried. We're kind of worried about him. All right, so now we're going to move on to the news. News. You ready for some fighting? Because I know...
What? Why are we going to fight? I thought we were peaceful people.
No, because you said the news song makes you think of Mortal Kombat.
Yes, it does.
All right. TV Bites. Arrested Development. Season 5 is to be airing soon. I mean, to be filming soon. Filming.
I have never seen this.
What? You would love Arrested Development.
Wait, I might have seen like a couple episodes.
It's with Jason Bateman.
Yes.
It's got Michael Cera.
And, what's his name? Hold on.
Joe.
What's his name?
The guy who did the voice of Batman in Lego Batman.
No. I'm thinking of someone else. Mr. Show. He was on Mr. Show.
Oh, yes. David, whatever.
Cross.
Yes, that's it.
That's it.
You would like it. X-Files, apparently, is to season 11, or just started filming, is to dial back on the mythology.
How much is Chris Carter involved?
Apparently not that much, because they're bringing in female writers and female directors.
Ooh.
Yes.
I approve this.
Yes. Also, yep. A Dark Tower TV series is in the works.
So we could erase the whole movie? I'm down with this.
And Idris Elba and that kid are coming back.
My only suggestion, other than to forget the frickin' movie that has ever happened, put a hat on the gunslinger, please.
On Idris Elba?
Yeah.
My question is not really a question. It was brought up by a listener, Wade. Hey, Wade, how's it going? He asks, if you could put it on any television series, who would it be? I think Stars.
Wait, what?
Like, what TV station would you put it on? I say Stars.
Either HBO or Fox. Depends.
Really? You wouldn't want... I would want it to be like... I would want... Because American Gods is pretty good so far.
But, I mean, HBO has Game of Thrones and such.
Yeah, but they have Game of Thrones. I don't want to take away from Game of Thrones.
But it has... I think their variety is a little bit more.
Okay.
Maybe. I don't know.
This so Stars or HBO?
Sure. Or Fox.
Fox will get canceled after the first 3 episodes.
But I still think of The Simpsons, man.
Okay. All right. Reboot rumors. Cannonball Run reboot?
What?
Cannonball Run reboot.
Who's gonna play Burt Reynolds?
I don't know, but it's said to be like Fast and Furious meets Ocean's 11.
But it's gotta be dumb, though. It's gotta be... Okay, who is today's equivalent of Burt Reynolds and Dom DeLuise?
Channing Tatum and Jonah Hill.
I don't want Channing Tatum in this movie, though.
Okay, how about, Eggie, the kid from Kingsman?
I'll go even, like, Chris Pratt or somebody.
Oh, okay, again, Chris Pratt. Chris Pratt.
Chris Pratt, and who's Dom DeLuise? We're trying to think.
Ooh.
Oh, Seth Rogen, duh.
Oh, I was going to say either Seth Rogen or the guy who played Olaf. He was Olaf.
Yeah. What's his name? Darn it, I forgot his name.
Okay, so the guy who's directing it, you know him. I mean, you don't know him personally, but
I know him.
You know of him.
Okay, who is this guy?
So okay, whatever. I don't know his name. Whatever. But the guy who's directing it says he wants to reboot Pet Sematary.
Here's the thing.
Pet Sematary is the best Stephen King book we have. Adapted to film.
It's up there, but I'm gonna have to talk about the It miniseries too later on. But the thing about It, it's dated. Yes, it's very dated. But I would say that, you know what, Pet Sematary. There are some scenes in Pet Sematary that hold up, man.
Yeah.
Like you could. You know, that Zelda scene, for example.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about. Like, that Zelda scene is legitimately still frightening.
Yes, it is.
You know, so I'm like, you know, I don't know, man. I'm still saying, you know what, you don't really need Pet Sematary. Pet Sematary is fine by itself.
Do a Needful Things reboot. Do that one.
No, I like the Needful Things movie.
Ed Harris?
And Matt Esposito.
Yes, exactly. All right. So, you know the guy who played
Baron Mordor.
Chiwet Ezefor?
Oh, I know what you're talking about. Yes.
He is going to play Scar in The Lion King.
You think they had to have offered it to Jeremy Irons first. I mean, because since we got Darth Vader, what's his name? James L. Jones.
Yeah. But it's an all-black cast, which I'm fine with.
But I'm going, they had to have asked him.
Maybe.
They have, and he must have been like, no, I did this already. I don't need
what
it.
What about, so who do you play as Zazu? That's the question. Eddie Murphy.
You know what's funny? I just realized... They did talk about Rafiki. I forgot who's the actor, the new actor who's playing him. What does he do? I forgot his... Anyway, I did not know that the original Rafiki voice was Benson.
From where?
Benson, man. Benson, the TV show.
What?
80s. Benson.
Really?
Yeah!
Holy shit, I didn't know that
either. Me too! I just figured this out, like, recently. I've been watching this shit for nearly 20 years.
Wow.
Benson, yeah. I did not, because he disguised his voice, that's why.
Yep. Alright, also, Hellboy Rises, Blood of the Queen, is the new title of the new film that's coming out. It's not having, Ron Perlman in it.
This is breaking news. It's just called Hellboy now.
Oh, it's called Hellboy. Whatever. So, guess who the villain's going to be?
The Blood Queen?
Yeah, but guess what? Guess who's playing her?
Angelina Jolie?
Nope. Mila Jovovich. Lilu.
I know. It's possible she's good. Like, there are some good stuff she has done, you know? I just don't know.
Lilu.
No, there's also, remember that movie Virus she was in?
Oh, yeah. That one was okay. It was great.
Yeah, I mean, she was good. I mean...
No, she was good in it, but the movie, all right, was a... Ugh,
it's a mixed bag, you know? I don't know. I trust the filmmakers.
Okay. All right, so let's move on to sequel talk. I have a lot of sequel talk.
Oh, jeez.
Shit ton of sequel talk.
Okay, hammer it out.
All right. Pacific Rim 2 moved to March instead of February.
So that's sooner or later?
Well, later. It's moved a month back.
Bad sign. Very bad sign.
Okay. Guardians of the Galaxy 3 coming out in 2020.
Okay, I haven't seen the second one yet, so.
Stephen Lang to be the villain for all 4 Avatar films.
I thought he died.
Apparently not.
So he's in the trees now, I'm guessing?
I guess.
Okay.
Blade Runner 2, 2049, yes, to be rated R.
Hell yes, this is great.
Stephen King wants a Dark Tower 2, but he wants it to be rated R.
Oh, there's some rated R shit in those Dark Tower books, man.
Yes, there is.
No, it gets crazier.
Okay. Hey, you liked Ex Machina, right?
I love that movie.
There's a follow-up coming up out next year called Annihilation.
This is his follow-up. I know. Alex Gardner, I believe his name is.
Yeah, I'm excited for this.
Is there a trailer yet? Or?
No, I'm excited for it because I loved Ex Machina so much that maybe it'll be good.
He wrote The Beach, if you remember The Beach.
Wait, The Beach as in the one with Leonardo DiCaprio?
You know what? That's a underrated masterpiece, my friend. I'm going to have to go on the beach one of these days for rant on it. But anyway, he also wrote Dread. You wrote a lot of things.
The new Dread?
Yes, a lot of stuff with Danny Boyle.
Okay. Oh, did you see the new Domino photo?
Yes, I have.
I thought it was nice. I thought it was...
Yeah. The presentation is good. I like it.
Yep. All right. That's it. That's all I got.
We're not going to talk about the cable?
Whoa.
Yes.
I was going to say that, but yes. The cable. Holy shit! That cable.
He has so many pouches. I love it.
Yeah. What about him? So we got. So the guy who's playing Cable is the older brother from the Goonies.
Bran. Yep.
Josh Brolin. He's playing Cable and Thanos. Did you see the Thanos artwork?
No, I have not.
Oh my god, it looks like Josh Brolin, but with like a very distinct chin.
Interesting.
I love it. I love it. All right, original stuffs!
Original. Let's try it.
All right. Shazam! To be lighthearted.
Yeah, this is original Shazam. Okay,
hey,
yes.
My thing about original is it cannot have appeared in a wide-released film.
So you're saying the character that first appeared in a comic book called Whiz Kids is going to be colorful?
Yeah, okay. It's going to be colorful, lighthearted, and amazing, apparently. Very very happy-go-lucky.
I hope so. I hope this is good.
Yeah. Oh, Wonder Woman to appear in the Flash film.
Is this the Flash, Flashpoint, whatever?
Sure, whatever.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sure, whatever.
And I'm going to save this last little bit of news. You are familiar with our former vice president, right?
Which vice president?
The one who shot somebody.
Oh, yes. I do know that one, yes.
Dick Cheney.
Yeah, what about Dick Cheney?
He's getting a biopic film, and guess who's playing him?
Please let it be Richard Dreyfuss.
I would love it to be Richard Dreyfuss, but it's not. It's Christian Bale.
He's going to gain the weight and stuff?
Yes.
very Pacino, not Pacino, De Niro album. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm okay with this.
Is it going to be kind of like, what kind of tone you think it's going to be?
I'm assuming probably maybe like how Nixon is.
Nixon's is actually kind of flattering.
Yeah, I like Nixon.
Yeah, I like Nixon. Yeah. I mean, the movie and by if people don't know
what we're talking about the movie by Oliver Stone that
yes.
that Clarice Starling's lover.
Oh.
Would you say lover?
Depends which book we're talking about.
Let's go with Sir Anthony Hopkins.
Yep, okay.
Is playing.
Good performance. Fantastic performance in that.
Did he win an Oscar for that?
I don't believe so, but he should have.
Yeah. The reason I love that movie so much is not only it's amazing, but it was the inspiration for Billy West's voice of Richard M. Nixon in Futurama.
I'm going to have to say it's probably the last great Oliver Stone movie.
Holy shit.
Maybe.
You're right. Holy shit.
I have to reassess his filmography, but...
Just like the last good Steven Spielberg film to me is Minority Report.
This is wrong, Admiral. You're wrong. I thought you was going to go with the comparison of Lincoln, but okay.
I thought that was okay.
Alright. Move on, Admiral.
Alright, Aaron! That's all I got, Eric.
What?
Yeah, okay. That's it.
Alright.
We're done with the show.
Are we? We're not going to go into what we're watching and stuff?
No. That's a very special episode.
Alrighty.
All right, so, Eric, do you know where they can find us at?
I do not know this thing called the internet, Admiral. You gotta guide me.
So our website is lowrainpictures.com. Thank you, Marty and the Eric Nzerber, for letting us use your website. We got anybody to thank for our music?
We have no one to thank to our music?
Kevin George.
Oh, I know Kevin.
Yeah, thank you, Kevin George, for letting us use your music. Also, guys, you can email us like Wade did at cinemagems15@gmail.com. It's back up. Or tweet at me at Holland Sci-Fi on Twitter. Or use that hashtag cinemagems. I check it every other day. Not every day. Every other day.
You're a busy man, Admiral.
Sure, I guess. I will be doing a podcast with Marty and the Arrogant Zerber about... Wet Hot American Summer.
Uh-huh.
I know Eric hasn't seen it, but he'll listen to the review because he loves hearing my voice.
It's how I go to sleep, Admiral. It's how I put myself to sleep. Yes.
Wow, I love that my voice helps you go to sleep.
That docile droning tones of the Admiral's voice.
Yeah. But guys, we do have some sad news before we go.
What?
The gentleman who played Godzilla in the Godzilla suit.
I wanted to go into this, Admiral.
Yeah.
We're ending the show.
He passed away he passed away.
He was one of my true heroes. God, I could never pronounce his name. I don't want to butcher it.
And neither do I. Neither do I.
I can't, look, much respect. Godzilla means a lot to me. Mm-hmm. As a person, as a child, and he was my Godzilla. I mean, it sucks. And he was the guy. Without him, we wouldn't have the other Godzillas. You know?
We wouldn't have Pacific Rim. We wouldn't have anything.
I mean, that guy had to go in that suit and sweat a hell of a lot, dude.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, also, are you familiar with the... Rhinestone Cowboy?
Wait, what?
The Rhinestone Cowboy.
I cannot hear you, Admiral.
The Rhinestone Cowboy? Are you not familiar with the Rhinestone Cowboy? It's...
Oh, the singer of the writer of that,
passed away as well.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Also, you like Harry Potter?
Do I like Harry Potter? Of course I like Harry Potter.
Do you like the movies?
I mean, you know, they're no Dark Towers, but, you know.
Cornelius Fudge, the guy who played Cornelius Fudge, passed away at 91.
Damn, we're ending this shit on a downer.
Yep.
Woo! 91, that's a hell of a run, though.
Yep.
Alright,
guys, so that's our show.
Oh, gosh, I wish we could end it with such a happiness.
Nope.
You know what's so good? What's so great, Admiral? That we'll never have another movie like The Dark Tower ever again.
Wow.
Which is very sad, because I love these characters, I love those books, and I would love... It's bad that that was the only shot.
Yep.
At this movie. But you know what? Enjoy the books, everyone. Everyone, go out. Read a book.
Alright, guys. Wipe your hooves and see you later. Bye.
Long days.